This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin. FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Here we are back again, and yet we finally get to have another session of The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. I just want you to know, Keita, that I used your latest good posture picture that you put up on Instagram for the thumbnail for the podcast for this episode.
The one with Corinne?
Yes, that one, yeah.
Nice.
The behind-the-back AR-15 picture.
Very nice.
I guess it's because my posture is so bad. I just like looking at examples of good posture. Anyway.
We had the best posture on a radio show ever.
That's it. And Keita's got it. And so does her guest. I mean, it's not no slouch there.
Diana.
Please.
Diana Hostetler is our guest today. She is a princess, a queen, by all accounts, as far as the shooting community goes, and actually Corinne Mosier's best friend, speaking of the devil. So I am very excited to have her on here, and I think she will have a lot of points to share with the ladies of the shooting community. Welcome, Diana.
Hey, Keita, thank you so much for having me. I just love your introduction. I mean, you make it sound so exciting. And, Bo, thank you for having me again. This is my second time on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Apparently, I wasn't so terrible last time if you invited me back. So
listen. You do a very good radio interview, Diana, so no need to... No need to be coy about it. I get it. But no need to be modest. You do good work. So I'm going to sit back here in the background and let you ladies have a little chat, and I'll be right back.
All right. So, Diana, first of all, why don't you tell me sort of how you got started in all of this shooting business?
You know, it's a funny story, and it starts in a very traditional way. Somebody was kind enough to take me to the shooting range, but I was always interested in guns. I grew up in a post-communist country in Eastern Europe, a little tiny country named Bulgaria, and handguns especially are a little bit hard to come by. But I did grow in a family that was hunting and fishing and enjoyed a lot of outdoor activities. So my grandfather was a hunter. So I always had interest in firearms, but I didn't really start practicing, you know, on a consistent basis and training until I moved to the United States. And my ex-husband introduced me to competitive shooting. I basically at first I just started by watching him compete in, at the time he was shooting a lot of IDPA, so a little bit more defensive style shooting. And one day he just asked me, hey, you want to give it a try? And I never looked back. It's a bug. I mean, you know, it's probably similar to your experience, isn't it? How did you get into it?
So when I went to high school, I went to a boarding school, and one of my best friends there was from Bulgaria, and she always talked about how awesome the dance clubs there were, so I'm guessing you can dance, being from Bulgaria.
The what clubs?
the dance club.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going, girl. I have to take you there to show you.
We'll get our salsa on or get our dance on. That'd be a lot of fun. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice a little bit here, but I'll do the best I can.
So that's okay. Well, let me tell you, Bulgaria is a fantastic place to visit as far as tourism, cuisine, fashion, entertainment, and all kinds of experiences. It's not necessarily the most gun-friendly place. So it's really not a surprise that I got into firearms when I moved to the U.S.
Do you need to gargle for a second there, Kita? I can take over if necessary.
No, I wanted to let her know, Diana, my friend from Bulgaria, when I was in high school, bought me some nesting dolls. And I was surprised that it was nesting dolls. I didn't know that was like a Bulgaria thing, but they were gold-plated, which I thought was really cool. And, of course, my puppy chewed them up, and I was forever devastated. But I still at least have the biggest outside one. But I didn't know nesting dolls were a thing in Bulgaria. I thought that was more Russian or German.
It is. You're right. It's more of a Russian thing. But again, you have to remember that we were part of the Eastern Bloc. So we had a lot of influence from the Russian culture as a whole. Now, I can tell you there are some other things that are just purely Bulgarian, and many people haven't heard of the Bulgarian rose, for example.
Wow.
It's a huge thing in the perfume industry.
And oh, wow.
Some of the most expensive perfumes out there, you know, I'm talking Chanel, Dior, Prada, you know, Balenciaga, use the Bulgarian rose specifically because it only grows in this one valley in the northern part of the country, and it is a very potent smell.
Now, the potency from strong perfumes like that actually comes from this sort of a bolus that comes out of a whale, almost like whale vomit that washes up on the beach. Now, I'm guessing you must have a beach there then. I'm not so good with geography, but you have ocean access?
It's not ocean, it's sea. It's a really interesting country. I mean, I know we're here to talk about guns and women and shooting, but
this is interesting.
Bulgaria is a very fascinating country because it's literally tiny. It's probably like, I don't know, a quarter of the size of Texas. So we have like 7 million people in there, which I think there's more in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I live now. But it has a little bit of everything. It's got beautiful mountains. It's got ski resorts. It's got access to the Black Sea, beautiful beaches. It borders the Danube River on the north. And then it's got Greece and, of course, the Mediterranean on the south.
Okay.
It's so diverse. And, again, it's probably one of the biggest kept secrets in tourism. I took my boyfriend and my daughter there last year, and oh my gosh, we had a blast. And we came back and we looked at our bank accounts just to kind of assess, you know, hey, how much did we spend on this vacation? And we were just pleasantly surprised. It's very inexpensive to vacation there, and it's just beautiful.
So I've always wanted
to
go there.
Welcome to my country.
Ever since high school and meeting my friend, I've always wanted to go there.
I'll take you.
Okay. Bill, you guys take a second and discuss the travel plans. We're coming up on the first break, and this is the Weaponized Woman with Kita Bussey and her guest, Diana Huffstetler. And then the next go-round, I guess Kita's going to have a little whiskey and honey. That would be my prescription if that's what you need. And in the meantime, I will be the substitute weaponized woman. That when we get back, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin. FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, who has what we refer to in the industry as a busy throat. So I will be the surrogate, and I get to speak with her guest, Diana Huffstetler.
Hey, Bill, that reminds me of every person that ever came back from a gun show. They lose their voice for about 10 days.
Yeah, well, the last shot show, I was on Radio Row, so I didn't have to get out there and try to hail somebody across the floor, but, I mean, that's some rough trade out there trying to keep everybody's attention and, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, for you, do you spend a lot of time at the STI booth or the staccato booth now, as they call it?
Staccato, yes, I did. I did the last couple of years, but I also have other sponsors that I'd like to visit. You also walk and mingle and talk to people. So it's basically a nonstop jibber-jabber the whole time you're there.
Right.
So, yeah, typically when I come back, I drink a lot of whiskey and I blame it on talking. She doesn't hail anybody from across the floor. She's the queen, so they come to her.
Yes, they do. They do. Keita was like the best of the public relations people possible. She'd call, text me, and she'd like, hey, do you want to interview so-and-so? And I'd be like, sure. And I give her a lot of... she and Corinne sat at my table, and somebody took a picture of them facing me. And it was like a... It was like a recruiting poster for, you know, you shouldn't get scoliosis, so you can look like this. Because they were just straight up and down. Those ladies were just, I mean... It wasn't because they were paying a lot of attention
like
to me.
Twins.
You did. Yes, you did. You absolutely did. Two blondes with wearing jerseys with straight backs. It was crazy.
Well, number two, there's two of the most beautiful women in the industry. And number two, probably some of the most talented that I know. I have great admiration for both of them. I think I look up to both of these ladies. And you're a lucky guy. That's all I have to say.
Well, I wanted her to bring you. I wanted her to bring you to the table, but maybe we can do that if they actually have it this year. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about that, though. Now, you and Corinne and Keita and everything. You all have this. All of you have a. It's an interesting look simply because it's very athletic. You guys look like athletes, mm-hmm. and at the same time, you're very aware that you're feminine. Right? So you throw that out there, and it works flawlessly. And then at the same time, you don't mind throwing a little glam in there, but none of that works if you guys can't run the gun in this industry. None of that works unless you guys can actually deliver. And that's a very unique sort of mashup of qualities to bring to the table, isn't it?
You know, Bill, this is a very interesting question, and I find it being discussed more and more. But I remember back in the day when I first started shooting, you know, 7-8 years ago, there weren't that many women in the industry, number one. And number two, many of them were trying a little too hard to fit in with the tactical dude.
Sure.
You know, it was believed that if you do not look like a tactical operator, you are somehow not competent, or not, you don't have the stamina, or the skill, or the perseverance. And I remember I entered the industry. There were some females, don't get me wrong. Of course, there's the fabulous Jesse Harrison now, I guess. And of course you have Julie Golub and you have Vera Koo at the time, who were very feminine ladies, but definitely not necessarily glam. And when I entered the industry, I was unapologetically feminine. I grew up, again, in Eastern Europe. I watched my mother put on her lipstick and high heels and go to work with the rest of the guys, and nobody ever took her as incompetent just because, you know, she wore red lipstick or high heels. So I decided that it doesn't matter what trade I pursue, I should be who I am, and I shouldn't have to apologize for it. And I'll be honest, I've had
I love that.
A couple of... I think you agree, Keita, because I've noticed that you are who you are as well.
Yeah.
You don't need to apologize for it.
Yes, but the strong point of the way you, Corinne, Keita present, and all of the ladies in this circle, because it's not a very big group, but the way you ladies present is as you can be whatever you want to be in the gun industry, and you can still be who you are. Right?
Exactly.
And that kind of mashup, I find that to be sort of refreshing, simply because if somebody wants to come to me and talk to me about guns, they got to shoot. They got to be able to shoot. And I mean, most of the males that I know, like Steve Fisher supposedly, huh?
Most of the males, you know, Diana can out shoot them.
Okay, well, okay. I got no problem with that. Listen, I tell anybody out there, whenever a lady comes up to me and says something about shooting, I'm like, listen, you can shoot anything I can shoot, and you can probably shoot it better, because you're more disciplined, you breathe better, you got a better touch on the trigger, and you're going to listen to the instructor. I go to a class, I automatically think I'm Sonny Crockett, I'm looking for my white linen jacket and a Testarossa. So,
fuck me up. But you've got an excellent point. Probably right now, I'm not going to outshoot a lot of people because we have been in quarantine, and I shot my first match for the year. Can you believe that? In July. But, again, we've been quarantined since early March. So probably right now, I wouldn't outshoot anybody. I didn't do as terrible as I thought I would, but it was pretty okay. But to answer your question, I think this particular industry, women especially, can be faced with a lot of scrutiny, especially if you're a little bit more pleasing on the eye. Immediately you get labeled as a gun bunny, or, you know, just a pretty face.
We're coming up on the break. Let's continue this on the other side. Keita, what's the website again? Your website?
It is www.180firearmstraining.com.
And when we get back, we'll give out some information on Diana. We'll continue with Weaponized Woman. And maybe the Weaponized Woman's throat will be back. We'll see. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top tech CEOs are resisting any government efforts to rein in their company's vast reach and power. The men who run Amazon, Facebook, Apple, and Google were summoned to appear before a virtual antitrust hearing. During that hearing, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says big social media companies are censoring conservative voices.
I'll just cut to the chase. Big tech's out to get conservatives. That's not a suspicion. That's not a hunch. That's a fact.
Oregon and the Trump administration say they have reached a deal for a potential drawdown in Portland of federal agents. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf telling Fox News, though, they will only leave when they know those buildings are safe.
We are not leaving Portland until we are assured that that courthouse is safe and secure.
The Oregon State Police will now be in charge of handling security at the federal buildings. This is USA Radio News. U.S. energy consumption plummeted at the height of the national lockdown. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Overall, U.S. energy consumption dropped by 14% during April as compared to a year earlier. It was the lowest monthly level since 1989 and the largest decrease ever recorded in the data that's been collected since 1973. The Energy Information Administration saying that declines for coal and oil were in line with lower energy usage around the globe as the pandemic was seizing up economies. Natural gas usage did buck the trend, increasing 15% in April because of the lockdown, as many people were home and there was increased residential consumption.
President Trump is withdrawing troops from Germany. That number will go from 36,000 down to 24,000. Those 12,000 service members will be reassigned mostly across Europe. This is USA Radio News.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, and her guest, Diana Huffstedler, and I'd sort of thrown some stuff out there on the table. Keita, do you want to further explore this, or do I need to continue?
So I think when I first got into the industry, I was a coach and not a shooter, which is completely backwards, and I don't know how that ever happened, but it did. So I made a couple of world and national champions before I ever picked up a gun and started shooting competitively. It wasn't until just under 3 years ago that I actually started shooting. And so I think I had that precedent of I'm here because I know what I know and I've made world and national champions. And it wasn't about what I look like. It was about what I know. And then I wrote a book. So then it was even more about what I have to offer intellectually. So then when I rocked up at, you know, a national championship dinner or something in a dress and high heels, nobody's judging me on how I look. It's just kind of, oh, that's Keita. She wrote a book and she made all these national and world champions. It's not, they're judging me because I look like a woman, which I do. Mm-hmm. So I just look how I look and they can eat it if they don't like it.
That's pretty much my attitude as well. But I think you earn the respect by being out there and doing the work. So
yes,
when I first
exactly.
started, you know, people see you on Instagram or on Facebook or at shows, whatever. They do.
They don't
they
see
also
the work.
See you. Well, I think they do, though. I think word of mouth is more important than you expect, because it's a relatively small industry. And I guarantee you that everyone in the industry has seen me at least at some match somewhere within the nation. So it's not like, oh, I just look pretty holding a gun. No, I'm out there shooting, and I love the sport just as much as you do, and I shoot just as much as you do. I just happen to like red lipstick, which, by the way,
right.
is National Lipstick
Day. And you rock it.
Thank you. Thank you. I know you like the pinks a little bit more. You're more on the peachy pink side.
Yeah, I keep it more natural, but you rock that, like, bold, I am a woman color.
It's my Lady
your trademark.
Trademark, yeah.
It is. It's your trademark. The red lipstick. I love it. So you wanted to talk a little bit about do's and don'ts for women in shooting? You want to say what you got to say?
Well, I think there's quite a bit to discuss, but Bill, just to fill you in, right before the segment, Kida and I were just texting back and forth and discussing some topics, and I had a while back, I had written an article for Recoil magazine, it's probably several years ago, that was called How Not to Screw Up a Good Thing, the Do's and Don'ts of Introducing Women to the Shooting, in general.
Thank goodness you brought that up.
And
everybody,
you, just
shoot a snubby. First thing
yeah.
I mean, just shoot a snubby. That's always what men think.
Tell me about it, and how many women have that experience where they go to the range for the very first time, they have an extremely negative experience.
Yeah.
And they never want to try it again.
Exactly.
That's because they listen to the gun guy at the gun counter. Because the gun guy at the gun counter, when somebody's like, I'm going to be taking my concealed carry permit class and I need a gun, everybody's going to go, they're going to go to one of two guns. They're going to go to the Smith & Wesson 642, or they're going to go to the Smith & Wesson little 380 bodyguard semi-auto pistol. And then they're going to bust their hands up shooting that because they got to shoot it 50 times in that. And you're right, they're never going to be back on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with shooting a snubby, but if you're taking your girl to the range and it's her first time ever shooting, do not pamper a snubby. Not okay. Mm-hmm. You're a bad boyfriend. Bad.
Or friend, or teacher, or
whatever.
Whoever.
Yeah. Whatever you are, you're bad. Don't do that.
So I'm not... per se, an instructor. I don't do this full time. But I have taken a lot of females to the shooting range for the first time. And I also have learned quite a few tricks from Corinne. Corinne Mosier is a certified firearms instructor. She did that professionally for years and years. Not only competing, I mean, she legitimately teaches classes. So I have learned quite a few tricks, and also, through experience, I have found out that women tend to need to be eased into it. They need to discuss things beforehand. They need to talk about, the four basic rules of gun safety, maybe use a training pistol, talk about stance and sight picture and trigger control before you even step foot at the range. I think this is something that puts their mind at ease, and they feel more educated and more competent.
Women have a different approach to learning. And I actually offer, so at my gym, it's an all-women's gym, so I'm doing a seminar on Saturdays where I explain to them the very, very basics of gun handling. And then I offer, you want basic gun handling skills in-home or by video, we can do that. And then after that, we can go to the range for your first session. Your first session is free. After that, I charge for less.
See, that was
so like in little tiny steps. Like, this is what all the buttons do. This is the pointy end. This is the shooty end.
I love it. I love how you speak just a simplified language so everyone can feel included, because that's an excellent point. We're so used to the mechanics and the parts of the guns, we take it for granted that everyone else knows what we're talking about, whether we're talking about, you know, the muzzle or the barrel or the safety, or we just assume that everyone knows what we're talking about. And that's not necessarily the case, let alone if you start talking about the internals, you know.
So I actually start with an electric drill, because where I live in Wisconsin drills are pretty handy typically. So I take an electric drill, and I'm like, this is the drill. When you're not ready to drill, don't put your finger on the trigger, because it's going to start spinning, and you might stab into something you don't want to. So keep your finger here. This is the drill end. This is the part you put your finger on. All those same parts are on a gun. So this is what the buttons do on a drill. They do the same thing on a gun. And then we have a couple more buttons that I'll show you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it's an excellent analogy. I typically talk about cars because cars can cause a little bit more damage. And I usually ask women, okay, do you feel afraid to drive your vehicle now? Assuming most of them are, you know, of driver age.
Yes.
And
we're coming up on the next break here. So real quick, Diana, I know you have a website or two that you do. Would you like to throw those out there real quick?
Absolutely. Come check me out at gunqueen.com. I do a lot of firearms marketing.
Yes, she does. And Keita, the book.
The book is on Amazon. It is Smart Moves, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports by Keita Bussey.
She'll autograph one of those for you there, Diana, but in every one that she autographs, she always says, I like you better than Bill.
And
we'll be right back.
On the radio.
Yep. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Diana Hupstedler. One thing I think needs to be pointed out here, Diana, because I have like at SHOT Show, I was trying to get you and all the stuff, other stuff. Keita, who is about 21 years younger than I am, treats me like she is my big sister. So, you know, sometimes I'll be like, hey, you haven't had Diana on in a while, or whoever we haven't had in a minute. And then she'll be like, that's because they're too busy, Bill. So, you know, I just want you to know. You're welcome here anytime, Diana. Anytime you want to come back, you are welcome. So.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always so fun with you guys.
Exactly.
You're a fun group. You know, you're not boring. I don't hang out with boring people.
That is true. You don't. You have the coolest friends.
So, back
then
to
your friend tumbling.
Women. What's that?
Says your friend humbly. You have the coolest friends. I'm one of your friends.
Well, yes, you are.
Now, one thing, you are
cool.
You know, one thing that you were saying earlier, Diana, you were talking about how everybody expected the girls to keep up with the tactical guys. The girls do keep up with the tactical guys. That's not something that doesn't happen. I mean, Corinne went to the tactical games. I've actually run around in that facility that she was at Barnwell, South Carolina, the decommissioned nuclear facility. I was trying to chase. I was like 52, and I was trying to chase these two kids that were out there. And, you know, I come from a military background. How hard can it be? Those guys just about killed me. They just about killed me. And I mean, Corinne got out there and ran it. I'm sure you could do it. I'm sure Keita could do it. So, I mean, you guys keep up with the tactical guys. It's not a question of if you can. It's just whether or not you do it on some certain day.
Well, it's not necessarily keeping up. It's keeping up with
what
the looks of it. And the looks of it and whether we do it or not. And actually, I just had a discussion with a couple of friends 2 days ago. We were talking about shooting in extreme conditions. Let me tell you, I have shot in pouring. I have shot 20 degree weather. I have shot in mud.
I have done all. I have proved to myself that I can do it. I don't
sure.
need to prove it to other people.
Right.
So I know I can do it. I'm not doing it to show off or prove to the tactical guys I do it. I know I can. I shoot because I enjoy it, and I want to get the most out of it at this point. So I don't feel like I have something to prove anymore to it. I just do me, and they can do themselves.
But, well, know, I mean, what it points out.
We don't have to shave our heads or wear camo or anything like that. We're just us.
I think what it points out, though, is that when you guys do it, when you guys go out there and do the maneuvering, when you go out there and go through the movement and the fire maneuver and all that other stuff, when you do that stuff and women see you do it, I think that has to spark interest. Because,
yeah, for sure.
You know, it's you guys are built like gymnasts or maybe ballet dancers, possibly. And because of that, when you're out there and you're making all of these sudden moves and everything and bringing these weapons up and holding them precisely as you do, that has to be a pleasant shock to their system to see that, because, you know, just the realization that they can do it if they train to do it has got to be sort of empowering, right?
Yeah. Oh, Bill and Diana, there's something I have to tell you. Mm. I'm so excited about this. So I have been talking to a guy who has his company at 3DStageBuilder.com. They make basically a Lego set of stages that you can build, and we're working on some really new, great ideas with that. So we're working on tactical stuff as well. So right now, he's got USPSA and ICSP stages that you can build at home. Just take a picture of it and send it into the match you need to build a stage for. But now I'm working with him on building shoot houses and more tactical type setups. And he's building a Lego Kita, which, if you know me, you know it's like my dream to be a Lego action figure. So he's working on a Lego Kita. And Diana,
oh my God,
I would love to make a Lego Diana.
Can she have red lipstick, though?
Yes. So I think she has, you know how like Lego has like the Lego Friends sets that are supposed to be for girls? We could have like you and me and Corinne and a couple other girls, and we could be the Lego Friends.
Oh my gosh, that would be so cool!
Wouldn't that be amazing? And we all
That'd
have
be
our
amazing.
Guns. Like Corinne's got a shotgun, you've got a rifle, I've got a pistol. It would be so awesome.
Be one big fat happy female family.
Yeah, so
but
if you want to order a set, go to stagebuilder.com, enter the discount code KETA, and you'll get 20% off. And it's so much fun. Like, I sit down and build stages with my daughter, and then we go out to the range and set it up and shoot it. It's amazing. And we're building a grid so you can actually have it measured out exactly where you're going to set things. So it'll be
I can think of so many match directors. Back in the day when I was shooting IDPA, my ex-husband was actually the assistant director for IDPA. And there's so much time spent in building out stages and designing them and measuring. And people don't realize how much work is involved for you to just show up and have a good time. So,
and then you
I
have
love
to put it in a computer program. So with this,
mm-hmm.
all you do is set it up on, well, we're working on the grid. The grid isn't done yet, but you can just build it on your counter. So you're basically sitting at your table with Legos, and you just play with it and take a picture and send it in. And you can tell kind of the scale because you know the walls are 8 feet and 4 feet, so you can kind of tell the scale. And you don't have to put it on a computer. You just take a picture of it, and that's the stage description.
I love it. I love it. But, hey, before we run out of time, I wanted to go back to Bill's comment about women inspiring other women. And kind of tie it up with your Lego action figure.
Yeah.
I think we're in a very unique position. Our generation can inspire an entire new generation of young women and young girls. And you already see it with some of the younger shooters out there on the Dwayne circuit and on the IPSC circuit. you know, you have these women. I remember when I started, that's what inspired me. I literally went to the Bianchi Cup. If you've never heard of the Action Pistol Bianchi Cup, it's one of the most challenging competitions on earth. And I went up there and I saw Vera Kuh shoot. And she is like, I don't know how tall she is, but she's shorter than me, and I'm 5'3". She's very, very frail-looking lady, but she's an athlete. And I remember seeing her shoot, and I said to myself, if she can do it, I can do it too. So like nowadays, and I did. I shot the Bianchi Cup a couple of times. One of them I did pretty well, actually. And nowadays, we have an entire new generation where they do have exposure to females in the firearms industry. Now you have teenagers who no longer need to be convinced they can do it. They see it everywhere around them. They see the figures. They see the females in video games. They see them out at the range. They see them on the competition circuit. They see them at the tactical games. They see them in military. They see them in self-defense. So they have come into womanhood knowing that they can do it. And I
Before we run out of time, Diana, get about your website one more time, please.
Gun Queen Dom, please check me out. If you need any help with marketing or you would like to schedule a really VIP kind of weapons event, hit me up at gunqueen.com.
Go talk to Diana. And, of course, Keita.
180firearmstraining.com or email 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
There you go. Go take care of that throat. Diana, thanks for coming on board. It was a pleasure to have both of you.
Thanks, guys.
Anytime. Anytime, Bill.
Thank you, ma'am. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to bluegreenbooster.com, bluegreenbooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. bluegreenbooster.com.